ओम वक्रतुंड महाकाय सूर्यकोटि समप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा। सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणि विद्यारंभं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा। गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुनैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे। न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो। असाध्य साधकस्वामिन् असाध्यं तव किं वद रामदूतकृपासन्धो मत्कार्यं साधय प्रभो। अस्तु, नमस्ते, नमो सर्वेभ्यः। अद्य अन्तिमः वर्गः कोशदर्शन वर्गेषु। वयम् अद्य उपसंहाररूपेण किञ्चित् द्रक्ष्यामः, यतोहि यदि किञ्चित् शङ्काः सन्ति निवारयामि। अस्तु, एकक्षणम्। किम् अस्माभिः किं पठितम् इति चेत् बहु न्यूनम् अस्ति, अवशिष्टं तु बहवः बहूनि सन्ति अवशिष्टानि। तर्हि कृपया भवन्तः एव किञ्चित् परिश्रमेण कुर्वन्तु इति प्रार्थये। As I said, it's a tip of the iceberg what we have studied till now. It is just I've just showed you a very high level bird's eye view of using dictionaries. Hope you continue the continuation. As I said, I can't stress enough, you should have a continuous study of Sanskritam. If you stop studying Sanskritam, you will stop using the dictionaries. Tarhi, this is just a means, but the end should be to learn the kavyan kavyani shastrani sarvani iti mama ashayah. Mama api when I started doing that also, it was mama api evam eva asit parishramam tu kosha darshana vishaye aham eva kinchit patitavan. तर्हि अन्येषां लाभाय चालितवान् एषः एतं वर्गम्। अस्तु, ऐ स्टोर्ड् दिस् थिङ्ग् इन् द फस्ट् क्लास् वै अ कोर्स् आफ् दिस् नेचर्. होप्फुलि ऐ मेड् जस्टिस् टु दीस् स्टेट्मेण्ट्स्. यतोहि उक्तवान् अहं संस्कृत पुस्तकानि तु economy of scale iti vadam kalu, the book sellers are not willing to invest on that because there are not many people who buy those advanced books. So I think the way to go is to put it all online and go to the digital dictionaries. So that is the way now. That is what has happened in the past 10 years, and there are quite a few online resources. One caveat I want to give is अनेकेषु स्थलेषु दोषाः सन्ति. सो वी हव् टु इट्स् वेरि डिफिकल्ट् फार् अस् टु नो वेदर् इट् इस् बिकास् वी आर् आल्सो इन् अ स्टूडेण्ट् लेवल् वि डोण्ट् नो वेदर् इट् इस् करेक्ट् आर् नाट्. सो बट् लेट्स् कीप् दट् इन् मैण्ड् अण्ड् वेन् एवर् वि लुक् एट् सम् आन्लैन् रिसोर्सस् वि शुड् आल्वेस् हेव् दट् थाट् इन् मैण्ड् दट् देर् आर् क्वैट् अ फ्यू देर् मैट् बि एरर्स्. But if you go to if you have PDF content by some authors, I think there you can be sure that there is no errors. But whenever the digitization is happening, there could be some computer errors and all these things, so please keep that in mind. And one more thing is, I would if you are not sure about the content that it's true, especially in this age of social media, please don't keep broadcasting it to everyone unless you know it is true, because it is an irony that in this social media era, there is more wrong things out there than the really true things. So if in a pile of true and untrue things, we don't know which is correct or not. So it is our prime responsibility as students, Sanskrita Chatraha. Only if you know it is true, you go, you can give it to others and say that, okay, I'm not sure and all these things with those disclaimers. If you have any doubts, please go ask your teacher or something, is that correct? Or that's a process of learning, as I said. So it is not easy, I understand, but please understand that there are a lot of, there's a dearth of number of people, panditas, to correct all those online resources. Because there should be somebody who should also be technology savvy to do this. So this is coming up, but at this point, there is a very dearth of resources. And so one big, great initiative which filled this void is Vyoma Samskrita Labs, I will talk about it later, but they have brought all the panditas together to the online portal. And if you see the courses there are very good courses, and all panditas teach the course, but except me, who's this course is an exception where an Ajnani is teaching Sanskritam related course. So okay, there is a comment in the question session. Very useful website to search for an entry over 16 Sanskritam dictionaries with a single click. Okay, I will show this in the class today. And there is an Android app, Amarakoshaha, to search for an entry in over 16 dictionaries. Okay, thank you. I will put this all details in a document and also post this in our course webpage. Okay, so and also I showed why we should need a Sanskritam dictionary. Hopefully I have covered all these points in detail. The lingam, sraddhanam vipatihi vrittischa, vachaspatyam, shabdakalpadruma does this very well. And then parasmaipadi, atmanaipadi, sakarmaka, akarmaka, set, anit, wait, etani sarvani, apicha upasargaha. We saw in the last class by vachaspatyam, the upasarga, purvaka, datavaha, artaha cha. Okay, so and of course I told we will go to Sanskritam English dictionaries. I covered Apte and Monia Williams and Sanskritam dictionaries, Kalpadruma and Vachaspatyam. So I told I will give small introduction to special dictionaries if time permits. So today there is some time, I will cover that. Okay, and as I said, I covered these dictionaries. Okay, about the Vishesha Koshaha, I want to just give you very, very brief overview of these Koshaha, Avyaya Koshaha, Pratyaya Koshaha, Upasargartha Chandrika, Kridanta Rupamala, also Dictionary of Sanskritam Grammar, Abhyankar. Evam, Ekaikam Kosham Swikritya, Kinchit Avagachamaha. Evam, Astu. Atra, Prathamam Asti, Avyaya Koshaha, Kalu, Astu. Atra avyayakoshaha iti koshaha ekaha asti. Atra idanim api pustakapane labhyate eshaha pustaka etat pustakam. Idanim this is best collection of all avyayas which was printed in 2004. Although if you buy now, the fonts are not good. It is exactly how this looks. This is available in archive.org. So if you Google for it, you will get to it. Avyaya Kosha. So if you see, it's very detailed things about Avyaya. I am going to just go to the main content. So Akaradi, so all these things, so he gives grammar and all the usages, where it is, and all these things. So let me. So this is our introduction. The Avivek starts from here. Okay. One minute. Okay. Let me go to some place here, somewhere in the middle. Okay. Tiras iti kastha kimapi avyayam. Kachana avyaya shabdaha, tiraha iti, then tu iti avyayam. So tu iti avyayam, atra tattamasti artaha apicha. Okay, there is a question, what list went off now? I don't know, I just quickly went to this. So basically, this is just Rak iti avyayam, drumat drutam iti avyayam, dvandvam iti avyayam, kaschan avyayam, druvat iti kaschan avyayam, kimapi avyayam asti evam. So you can go through this. This is a little bit for advanced students. It gives all the vyakranam shaha apicha prayogaha evam. So if you are interested in this, this has the list of all avyaya padani. Tarhi evam. This is the short introduction to avyaya kosha. I'm not going to go into detail of all these things, but I just wanted to show you that there is one list of avyaya in somewhere. Somebody has made this kosha. Okay, let me quickly see if anything. Nityaha. The fonts are not very good, but they just reprinted from the first edition. So this is one problem. People don't want to, the publishers don't want to invest in reformatting it and printing it, because they cannot sell enough copies. Okay. Okay, this is one. Next one was Pratyaya Koshaha. Okay, that's a question. Bhavati iti avyayam asti. Aham na janami kimartham iti. Astu, ekakshanam. Okay, Venkatesh Jiya, you have a question?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
So on the Avyaya Kosha, What is in parentheses? And I'm assuming it's in Prathama Ekavachana or whatever is
happening. Okay, let me see.
There is something next to the, there's something in the parenthesis, like 611 Bhavatu, what is Swa?
Okay, so I don't know, I have to check that.
That's fine. And I guess Bhavatu is not Prathama.
Yeah, these are all avyayam, avyayani, so they don't. So basically, I don't know exactly bhavatu nama iti vadama. So those things, I think it is. So he has all the in this they have all the prayogaha also. Some evam bhavatu iti sarvam asti. Okay. So next we have okay. I'll unmute you. So next we have.
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
No, sorry, my mistake. I wanted to lower.
I'll mute you, please. Okay. Okay, next is Pratyaya Kosha. So I will go to Pratyaya Kosha. So there is this book called Pratyaya Kosha. So it is all the, they have taken up all the Pratyayas and made a list out of it, Akaradi. Pratyaya Kosha. So this also I will just keep going down and show you some things. I don't know, my mouse is okay. So this also is quite for advanced students. It has all the Panini Vyakaranam, Amshaha, all these things. So, for example, day iti Chaturthi Ekavachanam. That's 412 Panini Sutram Nyeryaha. So Nye, it's Nye, sorry, it's not day. Nye, Nye iti Chaturthi Ekavachana Pratyaha asti. Nyeryaha, Sarvanamas, Sarvanamas Mai, Sarvanam Nas Mai iti. So all these things, so Nye, Nye, all these things you can see. See, these are all Pratyas which we use. Chakaraha Pratyaha, Chutu Pratyayadav iti. Sanya asti, Chadayo Satve iti asti. Sarvam pratyayanam vishaye asti. So this also is quite useful for advanced Panini Vyakaran students. If you want to, if you are studying grammar, you can use this grammar through Panini. So on, like for example, if you keep going down, there are some pratyas you might. So chli, chli lungi iti sutramasti. Chliji Pratyaha. And then he gives what it's a, whether it's a Tadjita Pratyaya, Thing Pratyaya, all these things he gives. Is it here he says Tadjita, Thing. So he gives all the details, Thing Pratyaya, Tadjita Pratyaya. And one thing is it is arranged alphabetically. Sorry. So easily to, we can easily go and see, oh, which Pratyaya this is and what is this Pratyaya now. Chutu Sutram. Okay. So in somebody told Chutu is a sutram, yeah, sutram eva iti am satyam sutram eva tat. Astu. So on, like there are quite a few pratyas here. Okay. I'll send the link for all these books, everything whatever I'm showing today. I will send the link in and upload in the course web page. Okay, so this is Pratyaya Kosha. So Pratyaya Kosha, this is a 330 page book. So you can go and take a look at it if you want. These are all for advanced students, learners. Okay. Okay, next one, I will take this work called Upasargartha Chandrika. Okay, so Upasargartha Chandrika, ekakshanam. You are okay. There is a question. You are telling to sell on the link, but so far not sent. Okay, you should look at the course web page. No, there won't be an email for you. Please go to the course web page. Everything is uploaded every week. As soon as I finish the class in a couple of days, everything is uploaded. Please go to the course web page. There will not be any email sent for this. Okay. I don't know why I keep losing my mouse. Okay. Kshamitam. There is some issue here. Okay, so this is the Upasargartha Chandrika. So it is all the Upasargas. It's a 5-volume book. So this is a Dithiya Kandaha. Sam Upasargat V Upasarga Paryantam Asti. So how this is organized is it takes all the 22 Upasargas and then lists all of them and usage with all dhatus. It's a bit reverse when compared to the dictionary. You take the dhatu and then see what all our upasargas will be applicable for it. But here it is, they are taking one upasarga and listing all dhatus for that. So that is what they are doing. Okay, so here I am just, let me take one upasarga here. Somebody is not muted. Please mute yourself. So here, let me, I don't know where I should take, start from. Okay. So here is samati, samati. Samati kram, samati vrit iti sarvam, samati vartante iti. Sam ati upasargaha, and then he goes kram vrit sridj, and then sam adi ing samadhiyate iti. Sam adi gam, sam adi adhi gam, samadhi samadhi gacchati upaiti upakram pramati iti sarvam. And then he gives all the usages. Atra manusmritihi asti, bhagavatam iti sarvam. Evam sam anu krishna atra sam anu ap atra samanvipsitam iti asti. Sam anu I in gatau atra anvapadyate tyartha astu klip iti asti. Evam sam anu gam samanugamyate iti. So on, it goes on for like, so all these this is upasarga artha chandrika. So this, all the upasargas usages with all the dhatus are given here. So this is a 5-volume book, maybe runs to 1,000 pages totally. So this is also useful if you want to go and look at upasarga usages. Okay, all right, okay, let me. So these are all available for free. So that is the, somebody was mentioning that we didn't know about these books, these books existed at all. One great thing is these are available for free. So we just have to use it. Okay, so on, I mean, I've shown you enough, I think, just to get you started. Okay, so let me go to the other one. Okay, Kridanta Rupamala. So this one dictionary was mentioned last class. Can we go into it? I will try to spend little bit more time on this. Okay. So this book called Kridanta Rupamala, this is also a 5-volume book, if you see. Volume 1 to 5. It's available in archive.org. So the Kridanta Rupamala is... What about Amarakosha is somebody asking. Amarakosha is a separate course. So we will probably, somebody from Yoma will offer a course on Amarakosha itself. Okay, so Kridanta Rupamala is basically the Kridanta Rupani Sarvani Santi. So this is a book published by the Sanskrit College in Chennai. So basically how it is, I will just quickly go into how we should use this so that you can be, it will be useful for you. Okay. Atra uktam granthesmin dasha vikarani patitanam dhatunam akaradikramashritya lekhanam kriyate. So all the dhatus in the order, in the alphabetical order. Apicha artha visheshtatvena dhatu swarupa nirdeshah evam asti. Tadanantaram kim asti, tatah nul trich shatra shanach quip nishta pachadyach tavyat aniyar nyat khal ghai tumun ktin lyut ktva ల్యప్ త్వాణములౌ ఇత్యేవం క్రమేణ రూపాణి ప్రదర్శితాని. సో వాట్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ద కృదంత్ కృత్ ప్రత్యయాస్ కృదంతాస్ లిస్టెడ్. సో బేసికలీ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ నుల్ త్రిచ్ శత్ర్ శానచ్ క్విప్ నిష్టా పచాద్యచ్ తవ్యత్ అనీయర్ న్యత్ ఖల్ ఘై తుమున్ క్తిన్ ల్యుట్ క్త్వా ల్యప్ త్వానములౌ ఏవం. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ప్రత్యయాస్ ఇన్ పాణిని. యూ కెన్ గో టు ద ప్రత్యయ కోశ అండ్ చెక్ వాట్ ఆల్ దిస్ మీనింగ్స్ ఆర్. సో ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ యూ కెన్ లుక్ అట్ నుల్, వాట్ ఇస్ నుల్ త్రిచ్, యూ కెన్ గో అండ్ లుక్ అట్ ప్రత్యయ కోశ, ఇట్ విల్ టెల్ యూ వాట్ ప్రత్యయ ఇట్ ఇస్, ఇట్స్ రిజల్ట్స్ వాట్ కృత్ ప్రత్యయ ఇట్ ఇస్ అండ్ వాట్ మీనింగ్ అండ్ వాట్ సూత్రం గోస్ ఇన్ టు ఇట్. ఓకే ఓకే దర్ సమ్ శత ఇత్యుక్తే శత్ర్ ఏవ ఆ సత్యం అస్తు. ఏవం అత్ర గచ్చామః, ఏక ప్రథమం దాతుం పశ్యామః. సో బిఫోర్ యు రీడ్ ఎనీ బుక్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ గుడ్ టు రీడ్ ద ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ వెరీ ఎన్లైటనింగ్ హౌ దే థాట్ అబౌట్ ఇట్ అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. ఓకే సో ద ఫస్ట్ ధాతు హియర్ ఇస్ అక కుటిలాయాం గతౌ. సో కుటిలాయాం గతౌ ఇత్యుక్తే కుటిలా ఇస్ ఓకే ఓకే కుటిలాయాం గతౌ ఐ థింక్ ఇస్ టు గెట్ ఇన్ టు ద స్మాల్ హట్ ఆర్ సంథింగ్. ఓకే దిస్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ద భూవాదిగణ, దిస్ ఇస్ ద ఫస్ట్ ధాతు భూవాదిగణ సకర్మక సేట్ పరస్మైపది ఘటాది మిత్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ద ఘటాది అంతర్భూత ధాతు అస్తి. తర్హి అత్ర నుల్ నుల్ ఇత్యస్య అణిచ్ అణిజంత ధాతు ఇత్యుక్తే నాన్ కాస్ట్ ఫామ్, అపి చ నిచ్ నిజంత రూపం, అపి చ సనంత రూపం ఇది. నుల్ రూపే ఏవ అణిజంత ధాతు అణ్యంత ధాతు నియంత ధాతు నియంత క్షణ నా ధాతు నియంత రూపం అణ్యంత రూపం నియంత రూపం సనంత రూపం ఏవం. సో ఇఫ్ యూ లుక్ అట్ దిస్, దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అండ్ హీ హాస్ సమ్ ఫుట్ నోట్స్ ఇన్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ అక్క దర్స్ వన్ హియర్. సో యూ విల్ గివ్ మితాం హ్రస్వ ఇది నౌ ఉపదాయా హ్రస్వ ఇది. సో అకక అకక అకికా ఇది ఆకక ఆకికా ఇది. సో ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ హీ ఇస్ గివెన్. సో సోన్ హీస్ సో యాజ్ ఐ సెడ్ నుల్ త్రిచ్ శత్ర్ శానచ్ క్విప్ నిష్ట అన్య ప్రత్యయ తవ్య దనియర్ న్యత్ ఖల్ యక్ ఘై తుమున్ తిన్ ఇది యావం. సో ఇఫ్ యూ లుక్ అట్ లెట్ మీ గో టు ఐఐటిఎస్ కోన్. సో ఇఫ్ యూ గో హియర్ వీ విల్ సీ ద కృదంత రూపమాల. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ వెరీ యూజర్ ఫ్రెండ్లీ. లైక్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఐ విల్ గో టు కృదంత రూపమాల అండ్ దెన్ గో టు అక్క. సో అక్క కుటిలాయాం గతౌ. సో హీఈస్ గివింగ్ నుల్ నుల్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ లిస్ట్ దిస్ అండ్ దెన్ త్రిచ్ హీ లిస్ట్ దిస్ అండ్ దెన్ శత అకన్ అకంతి అకయన్ అకయంతి అచికిషన్ అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ డిజిటైజ్ లైక్ దిస్. బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ గో ఇన్ ద కృదంత రూపమాల ఇఫ్ యూ గో ఫార్వర్డ్ he will not give the stable kind of thing. So let me see. So for example ana shabdarthe, so ana kaha anika ana kaha nika, so all these things. So this is again nul trich krit this is shatra Shanach and all these things. So for example, if you look at it, he doesn't give this. So if you, in the digitization also, he will just do this only. Ana. So here also, so you have to know what is, what comes after what. So the thing is, if you know a bit about, okay, this is Anan is the Shatranta Rupam, then you can see, okay, Anan Ananti, Anayanti, all these things. Otherwise, this becomes very difficult to read. So basically after that, and the footnotes are also, so in this, if you see, the footnotes are in each page, it's the footnote numbering starts 1, 2, 3, 4, so on. So, but here it is, again, here there's a footnote, footnote A, right? And there's different footnote ones. So you should be careful in reading what footnote belongs to which page. So here the page numbering is marked. So please follow that. For example, here, let's say footnote A. So you have to come to the first footnote A and then read this. Of course, the footnotes are all very useful. If you are reading Kavyani, all these things are grammar, these are all very useful. Otherwise, this is not useful. I mean, only for advanced learners, this is very useful. Okay. Krudanta Rupa Nandini iti Sanskrita Bharatya Prakasha hasti. Bahu samyak asti. Very good. Yeah. Krudanta Rupa Nandini iti Sanskrita Bharati publication ekam asti. Bahu samyak asti. Okay, so this is also one, this introduction to Krudanta Rupamala, a bit difficult to read, but if you are used to this way of, so always you can go and look at the printed page and see what exactly he is saying and then get used to it and then come back to the, so as I, this is what I showed in the printed page, right, in the archive book. So you just look at it and see how this is organized and then come back to Krudanta Rupamala and then search. So one thing is here is like just the an dhatuhu, so many Krudanta Rupani. So if you see anekani Krudanta Rupani santi kalu. So you, all these things will not be there in the dictionary. So evam kinchit manasi nidhaya anveshayantu. So all these things will not be there in the dictionary. Some of this will be there in the dictionary. So this is a very useful Krudanta Rupa Mala, I think. Evam. Okay, so and I want to go last to the Dictionary of Sanskrit Grammar, Abhyankar. So this is a very useful dictionary which I use a lot. Okay, let me show you this. So this is Dictionary of Sanskrit Grammar. So all the terms, technical terms used in grammar are listed here. For example, you can just go and see. Okay, 1 minute. This is in English actually, so. So for example, anudatta. So what is anudatta? All these things, he will give a lot. So he will say, okay, Pani, anudatta padam. Ekavarjam, he says there is a Spanani Sutram, all these things. What is Anudatta? Everything, all related to Anudatta will be there. So it is a proper dictionary of all Sanskritam words. Again, if you are learning Panini, this is very useful. So for example, here Anudatta, iti asti. Evam. For example, Anunasika. Anunasika is a word which is used by Panini. So Mukhanunasika Vachano Nasikaha iti. So there's a sutram, all these things. So and then he says, he goes into grammar details of all the sutras and also Bhashyani, Tika, all these things, Vyakya and all these things. So he gives quite few details. For example, Anubandha. So it's a big thing. So anyway, so on. So this also I will put it up. I mean, these are all available free in online. You can download and keep it for your reference. Evam koshaha. So these are the things, special kosha I wanted to discuss. I wanted to open up for questions for a bit longer. So that's why I wanted to, and before that I want to show something else also. Okay, so one thing is the IATS website is not the only source for dictionaries, but it has all dictionaries, so it is at one place, so that's why I use that. But there are other good resources. One is this University of Chicago they have a digital dictionaries of South Asia. So not only Sanskritam dictionaries, if you click on this, you will find many other dictionaries. For example, they have done quite a few dictionaries, digitization of quite a few dictionaries. Okay, so there is a question. Is there a kosha for it words, anubandhaha? Asti iti manye, ashtadhyayi praveshaha paatayati kalu mahodayah, saha id vyavastha kosham ekam likhitavan iti manye aham. Prayaha id vivekaha iti asti tasya nama, id vivekaha.
Idvivekaha iti tilaka mahodaye likhitam. That was out of publication, but very happily they are republishing it, so it should be available quite soon. It is published by the Veda Vigyana Shodha Samsthan. It's a very useful book.
Okay, there is a question. Is Nigantu covered in 16 dictionaries? I don't know. I have to check. So the person who told me about the 16 dictionaries is somebody. I've also not used that that website. I will have to check if Nigantu is covered or not. So, okay, so the question is the kosha for id vivekaha available in digital form? No, it is a small booklet, so I think it's better to buy. It will be available in Bangalore only, I think, soon. Oh, okay, so is Nigantu available? There is some person who says, E Nigantu, iti asti, amna jnatavan, astu. Okay, yeah, so is it available in digital form? Okay, no, it is still under copyright. Okay, good. Okay, so this digital dictionaries of South Asia has many other dictionaries. For example, there is Tamil, Telugu, Rajasthani, Marathi, Nepali, Kashmiri, Kannada dictionaries. All these things are available. So in that, they have also digitized Sanskritam Apte dictionary. And by the way, this even though it is copyright, they got some copyright waiver, and so they have digitized the 1957 edition. So this dictionary you can search is the 1957 edition. So but one issue here is you have to search in Sanskritam, I think. So if you say Rama, and then I will say search entry words only. And then it gives it is still whatever I used in that IITS column. It is older edition, but this is a newer edition, so it has all these things. One issue here is, for example, the all zeros are gone. So one problem. Okay, so here, for example, let's say a name of a celebrated epic of Valmiki, which contains 24 verses in 7 khandas or books. So there should be 24. All the zeros are gone here, so there is 24,000, right? So basically, all the zeros, somehow when they digitize the dictionary, the zeros all went away. So that is one problem here, but otherwise, this is also a very good dictionary to search. Okay. Okay, so this is one dictionary, and other dictionary I used to use when I started. So this is this Japanese website. If you saw Google search for it, it will come. This comes, and here you don't have to do using any Sanskritam keyboard or something. So it's all given here. You can do this also, but one problem is compound words are not taken. Compound words are not given in here. There are many online portals, not only the IITS column, and also this spokensanskrit.org. Most of you might know about this. This is also something, but again here the pramanam may not be there. For example, there might be some errors. For example, let's say I will show you one thing. Mahima, I'll search. So Mahima, it says a feminine word, it's not a feminine. So it is a Mahiman Shabdaha, like Rajan. So Rajan becomes Raja, Mahiman becomes Mahima, Prathama Ekavachanam is a masculine word, but here she says Mahiman is a Pratipadikam, magnitude, all these things. So this is a bit confusing, and if you with that caveat, you can use it. It's very useful to just for beginners to get into knowing words. But the pramanam, like really the authenticity is not there, is what I would say. Okay, I think I have covered. Okay, one more thing I wanted to show you was this. Okay, this. So there is this golden dict. Okay, 1 minute. I don't know what. Okay, so this there is a desktop app also, like how in phones you can use. There is something called Golden Dict. You can install these dictionaries and also search in your desktop computer. For example, I have put Shiva here. For example, I can say Rama. Okay. I don't know why my computer is so slow today. Okay, Rama. So all these things. So this is Kalpadruma. If you know this from Vachasvatyam, you need. So Vachasvatyam, Ram, all these things. So in Vachasvatyam, it's like this. And you can have multiple dictionaries like this and then search. So I will try to put together the instructions to install this dictionary in your desktop app, and you can also change the font size and all these things here. So there's some tweak you have to do. These are all quite not very user friendly. There's not much instruction available online, so a bit of tweaking is needed. You have to go and change some configuration files and all these things. So I will try to be as elaborate as possible and send this out. Okay, so this was one thing I wanted to show after the one that I wanted to show. Okay, so here I wanted to show another thing. So there is something called wikisource.org for all languages. So this, there is also Vachaspatyam dictionaries available here. For example, if you could just go, they have made it into all the like index like this. And then, for example, if you just go to this page, it will have the exact, I'm not able to see. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry, I'm missing something. Okay. 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 Is there a searchable version of Amarakosha? There is a searchable version of Amarakosha. I think I will just show you. Can you please tell what is Nigantu? Nigantu is the original dictionary, first dictionary. It's one of the Vedangas. Raja Nigantu, iti Yaksha, Yaska has written. Nirukta, it's called Nirukta. So it is the explanation of all Vedic terms. So that is Nigantu. Okay, 24 verses Gayatri Ramayanam, every letter of Gayatri, correct. So there is Gayatri Ramayanam, but there in that kosha which I showed you, the 24 letter, 24 verses is not, it's 24,000 verses, right? Okay. Okay, so somebody is telling about Gayatri Ramayana, correct? Okay. Let me go back here. I wanted to spend some time with question answers, okay? So this is what, how Vachasvatyam looks. So all these things, you can, if you want to look, cut and paste in some, somebody email, you can just cut and paste from here. It's all in Unicode. Similarly, Shabda Kalpadruma is also available like this. Prathama Kandam, Ditya Kandam, all these things. So everything is available online. So, but again, there might be errors. So please be careful about this. There might be errors. Somebody has to go and sit and change. If you want, you can also edit it and then give them comments. Or you can go and edit online. Okay. Mahima is not a masculine word. Mahiman is a masculine word. Mahima iti shabdaha eva nasti. Iti pratipadikam eva nasti. Iti manyaham. So yeah, here is where you can go and edit this. So sampadyatam iti asti. You can, if you see errors, you can go and edit it. Okay. Okay. Savita, Sajjan, you have a question?
Here, Wikisrotah is considered as a similar towards Wikipedia. Hello?
Yes, yes, it is like Wikipedia. Wikisource is a... Namaste. Are you able to hear
me? Namaste, sir. Wikisrotah is similar towards the Wikipedia. Wikisrotah is considered similar towards the Wikipedia.
Yeah, it is like Wikipedia. It is correct. It is Wikipedia. It is only, it's like Wikipedia, but it is just a online portal for all books, digitized books. That's it. So it is also Wikipedia kind of thing only.
But sir, Wikipedia is not considered as the valid while writing.
Are you able to hear me?
Ha, sir. Now Shweta, I can hear it. Ha, sir. While writing towards references in thesis work or any publications, Wikipedia is not the valid reference they are going to giving it as. Hello, namaste, sir.
Correct. But I mean, namaste. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, Wikipedia, Wikisource is. It's just digitization of these books. So whenever you are giving reference, you are going to refer only that book and not going to say Wikipedia, right? For example, when I say here, if you see here, okay, 1 minute. So when I show the Shabdakalpadrama in Wikisource here, I'm only referring to Shabdakalpadrama and nothing else, right?
Whenever we are going to write the references in case of some of the journals, they have sent us back regarding to Wikipedia and not the valid references there.
Yeah, Wikipedia is a crowdsourced thing, right? So so basically it's not an authentic reference. Yeah, but what I'm showing, Wikisource is a online portal where it's an online digital library, you can think like that. Digital library.
Okay, thank you, sir. One more reference regarding
I'm losing my mouse somewhere. Okay, is there any other? Yeah. Sorry? Oh, yeah, it's one more reference. Correct. Okay. Sorry, today I'm facing snow, so I'm not losing the mouse. Okay. 1 minute, I will come back. Somehow I'm losing the mouse control here. I don't know. Okay, I got it. Okay, is there any question? Any other question? I can question more questions. Then I will just do some closing comments now, and we can open it for questions. So I really thank Vyoma Labs portal for helping me the conceptualization to end. As I said, I am not a expert, but somehow whatever I did on my own to understand these dictionaries, I just shared with you all. दोषाः सर्वे मम यद् ज्ञातं मम गुरुकृपा एव. अस्तु, वन् थिङ्ग् इस् ऐ वाण्ट् टु मेन्शन् इस् दट् प्लीस् सपोर्ट् व्योमा लेब्स् आन् दिस् बिकास् आल् दीस् कोर्सस् कम् फार् फ्री एण्ड् ओन्लि बै इफ् बै गिविङ्ग् बेक् वी विल् गेन्. सो वन् थिङ्ग् ऐ लर्न्ट् इस् लैक् ओन्लि बै गिविङ्ग् बेक् आर् टीचिङ्ग् थ्रू टीचिङ्ग् आर् वालण्टियरिङ्ग् वी केन् सस्टेन् दिस् होल् मोडल्. Otherwise, it is very difficult. Just by writing exams, it's very difficult. When you're in school, writing exams might be easy, but the learning gets better only by teaching or helping others, being in a community and immersing ourselves within Sanskritam. So please also help Vyoma Labs for this, in this venture. And as I said, there is a lot of online resources which are not authentic, but Vimalas makes it very, we get authentic Sanskritam from these resources, and there are, and also modern technology they use, which is very useful for all of us. I also use it a lot. I hope you also use it and benefit yourselves with this. Okay. Is there any other question? Yeah, if I have any questions, can I follow up with you? Sure, please. I will give you my email ID. Okay. Amar Kosha only spending. Okay, that's what I have. Correct. Amar Kosha, I think we need a full course on this. Okay, with this I hand over to Soumya Bagini. She can close the course. And this will be the last class for this course.
Namaste Mahodaya.
Namaste.
Kritaghane nasti nishkritihi ityuchyate. Ataha kartagyane vedanam tu asmakam kartavyam eva. It has been a wonderful course, honestly. Even personally, even though I have been using the koshas for a long time, your course has been extremely good in bringing forth how much information there is within the koshas. So I take this opportunity to thank Dr. Chandrasekharan Raman on behalf of all the students and, of course, all of us at Vyoma Labs. Even though he said he was not a scholar, it is not really true. He has put in so much of effort apart from his specialization in mathematics. He has put a lot of effort into studying the koshas, and he is also involved. He talked about so many resources which are available on the internet today. So he is one among the group of people who are working so hard to bring all this knowledge to us in such an easy way. If you imagine, even 20 years ago or 50 years ago, there is one kosha in Kannada called Shabdartha Kaustubha. It's a 6-volume kosha which was written by a great scholar. It is said that he was a teacher in a government college here. He spent every penny of his into researching, working for the kosha and publishing it. He didn't even get the publisher, so he had to publish it. So he literally put his whole life into it and published the kosha. So all these koshas have been created with so much of effort. And if today we are able to access these so easily through the internet because it's all searchable, it is also due to a great effort by many of these people, including Dr. Raman. So we are very grateful to him for this course, which almost all of my students have been telling me that it has been a very useful course, a very practical course, because a dictionary is something which is a basic need for a language learner. And in Sanskrit especially, since a kosha does so much more than giving just the meanings, so it is also very important to know how to get the best of the kosha. So many of our students are already asking if there are more courses which he'll be teaching. I very hopefully say that yes, we are looking into collaborating with him for many more courses. So we will announce them as and when things come to a concrete shape. And also many people have also been talking about the Amarakosha, which is one of our dream projects since a long time. So we will be doing that. So thanks to all of you who have participated in this course. And I'll just take just 2 more minutes to talk about the initiatives of Vyoma Labs. We are now into our almost 10th year since when we have been doing this courses. And as Dr. Chandrasekharan Raman said, we are surviving purely due to the support and collaboration with all of you. You know, people who have been supporting our initiatives for Samskrita, Samskriti and Samskara. So just one more appeal. So in whatever way you can, please try to support us in our activities. So there are many ways in which you can volunteer for us if you have any time, any spare time, even a few hours per week. So there are several things that we need help with, like say there is content uploading, the creating courses, typing the translations, proofreading, content creation for some of our courses, the digital marketing where we send email and try to spread the word among others through your social media for some of our sales events, or if you have any experience in technical work, say the websites or video creation, animations, apps, so any of it will be extremely helpful for us. Also, we are a purely non-profit organization, and our annual costs actually come somewhere around 23 lakh rupees, close to 25 lakhs per annum. This is what is being spent on maintaining Sanskrit from home. We have more than 100 courses now, and most of them are free. And we intend to keep it free because our whole vision is to spread the cause of Sanskrit through the globe. But this can survive only with the support of all of you. So whatever you can, in whichever way you can, please support us so that we can bring in more great teachers and more great courses into Vyoma Samskrita Pathashala. So thank you everyone for being a part of this course, and heartfelt thanks to Dr. Chandrasekharan Raman. Sarvebhyah dhanyavadah. Thank you, Mohode.
Dhanyavadah.
So we can... We can do a mangalam and we can close the course. So just one thing. So this, the materials, some people were asking. So all materials are available in the course page. If you look at the Kosha Darshanam course in Vyoma Samskrita Pathashala. So there are the lessons which have all materials are here, including the presentation, the video recordings. There are also instructions to install dictionaries. And he will give us a compiled link of, the other koshas and dictionaries he was talking about. So all that we will update in a couple of days so that you can access all materials at any time through the course page. It will always be available. Okay. Thank you. Just one last thing. We will send an email with a feedback form. Just some 10 questions, which will hardly take a couple of minutes. Please do fill the feedback form so that it will be very useful for us in planning and presenting new courses. Okay, thank you.
Astu swasti prajabhyah paripalayantam nyayena margena mahim mahishah go brahmane bishvamastu nityam lokas samasta sukhino bhavantu. Avebhyo dhanyavadah.